It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week they begin by telling us that Woodford Theater, in its latest production, is having fun with nuns.
We know so many fun nuns from pop culture, like the Flying Nun.
Right, and Sister Act. That was a really big one. Mm-hmm. That's also been turned into a stage musical, but Woodford Theater is doing Nonsense this weekend and next weekend. And Nonsense has really become kind of a community theater stage favorite. It's a really silly story about this convent where, kind of a sad start, but a whole bunch of the nuns have died from food poisoning. And in an effort to bury the last few victims, they're putting on a variety show with some of the nuns that have theatrical flair to raise money for it. And so there are all kinds of jokes about the church and, you know, being a nun and, you know, people's past and stuff. And so it's all a lot of good fun. And, you know, that was a point I talked to the director, Marty Wayman, and Pat O'Neill, who plays Mother Superior, and they were both talking about that that's a real key to it, that, you know, it kind of, it has fun with the church, but it's still respectful of the faith that, you know, nuns and priests and, you know, people who worship there are people of faith, but they're kind of having a good time, you know, kind of joking around with the form and stuff. So if you enjoy Nonsense, get tickets quick because they're going very fast, as they often do out at the Woodford Theater. You know, it is Valentine's Day weekend, and maybe people are looking for a little bit more romantic option.
Perhaps. The Lexington Ballet is presenting Romeo and Juliet. Of course, that's Shakespeare's tragic love story where you have sword fights and passion. And that is at the Lexington Opera House
on Saturday. Two performances, right?
Yeah, so that is good for this weekend. 2 and 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Opera House. So, and they also did that production last year.
Right, and the couple that are Romeo and Juliet are a real-life couple.
Oh, sweet. That's perfect. Now, there's also, for more music this weekend, the Philharmonic has a Latin-flavored concert tonight.
That's right. They are doing a show, kind of the real centerpiece of it is Carmen and music from Carmen. But the guest soloist is bandoneon player Hector Del Curto. And he is a real champion of the music of Astor Piazzolla. And the funny thing about that is that his father was very involved in Argentine music and hated Piazzolla. He thought he had really desecrated the tango form in Argentina. And you just, you know, with classical music concerts, you don't often think about the parents hating the music. But, you know, here's one case of that. But, of course, Piazzolla, time has certainly come to revere Piazzolla and his music. And so we will get to hear that tonight with the Phil.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link that you'll find at weku.fm. And you can post an event there as well at weku.fm.